The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, friends. The call board is almost full. There's only one line left. Do you agree? Do you have any comments with regards to the incessant obsession with racism that we heard from the internal transcript of that New York Times editorial board meeting? What's your take on the travel ban, the fake travel ban that was imposed upon two congresswomen by the Israeli Interior Minister? Our number here is 833-334-6752. We have a very special guest, Congressman Brian Babin, coming up in a moment. But first, let me thank you for your support. We are in the third week of our Food for the Poor campaign. Those poor, poor people who've managed to escape the horrors of Venezuela and who are now stuck in Colombia and need our help. They need the food, the clean water that's been donated. We just have to get it to them, ship it to them. Listen to somebody describing the conditions from the field.
Hunger breeds a special kind of anger. There's no queuing for the youngest, living off what, even here, nobody wants. My brother got killed in July by another gang, says 14-year-old Usmaria. They found the body in the river. We gather stuff, we beg, a piece of chicken skin to take home. In the socialist utopia that now leaves nearly every stomach empty.
Beg to take some chicken skin home to eat. That's the socialist utopia. If you can help, any size donation makes a difference. Please go to my webpage, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, and click on the Crisis in Latin America banner. $100 will feed 2,500 mouths. It's that simple. If you want to call, the number is 855-330-4673. That's 855-330-4673. Or just go to my website, sebgorka.com, and the Crisis in Latin America banner. Every single dollar makes a difference. I thank you. The children and the families you will be helping, thank you. Portions of America First are proudly brought to you in part by Food for the Poor. Our first guest in this hour is a friend of the program. He is Congressman Brian Babin. Congressman Babin, are you there?
I am here. How are you doing, Dr. Gorka?
Very well, very well. Thank you for joining us. You are out of session, but I guess people like you are always working. I want to talk to you. I don't think we've spoken since the awful shootings in El Paso and in Dayton. But if I may, because it's breaking news right now, there's going to be a press conference starting in minutes with Congresswomen Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib with regards to their visit or their planned visit to Israel. Do you have any comment as a fellow member of Congress with regard to that whole story, Congressman Babin?
I think the whole story is a sham because, you know, when I heard the complaints that that Representative Tlaib said and made earlier this year that she wanted to go and talk to the Palestinian authorities rather than being, you know, completely monopolized by the state of Israel's government. And I would correct that because when I went to my freshman, generally the freshman class goes to Israel. And yes, you do see the authorities and the sites of Israel and the nation of Israel and their government. But we also spent probably 3 to 4 hours with the Palestinian authorities. And so for her to say that that she was not going to be able to see the Palestinian authorities is just simply disingenuous. And, you know, if you look, she and Representative Omar were invited to go with the rest of the freshmen. They would have gone with the Democrats. They all were there at roughly the same time. There was some overlap. There generally is. But they chose not to. And so anyway, all I can say is if they're supporting the boycott, divestiture of Israel, then I think this is this rankles of anti-Semitism.
So,
and go ahead.
It sounds like theater. Sounds like political theater with a dash of anti-Semitism on top.
That's exactly that is a way to describe it. I think, which is very accurate.
All right, let's move to something that you've been publishing on, commenting on social media a lot since the two tragic shootings. We're talking to Congressman Brian Babin of Texas 36. A lot of conservatives, very, very worried about these concepts, these amorphous concepts of red flag laws. You've proposed something called TAPS. Would you explain it to our listeners and why you think they shouldn't be worried?
Yes, I do. And they do not need to be worried because the TAPS Act, or Threat Assessment Prevention and Safety Act, H.R. 838, is not a red flag law, not even by any stretch of the imagination. It's not a gun bill. It is not a red flag law. There's nothing in this bill that gives any added authority, any expanded, any expansion of any law that is already there. What it does, it takes a long-standing process called the Behavioral Threat Assessment and Management Process, which has been around for over three decades. It started in the late 80s after the assassination attempt of President Reagan in 81. The U.S. Secret Service came up with BTAM, Behavioral Threat Assessment and Management. And they have used it very successfully. The FBI has picked it up. The Capitol Hill Police uses it to keep senators and House members.
So this is a system that looks for indicators of people who could be a threat to the president or others.
Yes. Yes, sir. We have 83%. In fact, let me just say 3 out of 4 of these killers self-identify. They do what they call leakage. 3 out of 4 post, they talk, they act out, they plan. How much longer do we ignore these types of signs from these individuals? I mean, how many times do we hear that, like, for instance, the Parkland, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, that shooter, 39 times the police, he had interactions with his own police department there. He was shifted from school to school about 3 or 4 times.
So who would do this if this doesn't affect the constitutional rights of individuals? Who would do this? Who does the looking for these self-identifiers of these dangerous people, Congressman Babin?
All right, good question. The Secret Service, the Capitol Hill Police, LAPD, the state of North Carolina, the state of Florida. And many other cities, even the city of Houston has a threat assessment department. What happens is when you have someone that is absolutely identifying themselves as someone who is on a pathway to violence, they have what we call patterns of very concerning behavior. They post things. In fact, the shooter at Parkland said, "Hey, I'm Nick. I'm a school shooter," even before he did the dastardly deed. and we will take the process. Let me back up just a little bit.
We've got 1 minute left.
Okay, the process has been used for over three decades, but it's not in the hands generally of local and state schools, law enforcement, mental health, places of business, worship.
Let me summarize, because we've only got a few seconds left. Wrote a piece that got forwarded to the White House as to why red flag laws are bad or are unconstitutional. I want our listeners to be clear. What Representative Brian Babin is talking about is an additional tool for local law enforcement that doesn't affect the constitutional rights of any American. Is that a fair description?
That is exactly right, and it's not just local law enforcement. It can be a school district. It can be academia. It can be a workplace. Anyone can take the training. The way this bill is set up, the training can occur. It will be a grant program and set up their own threat assessment unit so they can connect the dots for people who are on a pathway to violence.
That is what we need to get these people before they pull a trigger. It's HR 838, and we've been talking to Congressman Brian Babin, Rep. Brian Babin on Twitter. This is America First.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Love it. I'll take it for life. When I go in and I get all my checkups and everything and that, my numbers are just, you know, they're through the roof. Good. It works well.
It is the most wonderful product I think I've ever taken.
The success of using this product has just been wonderful. And it's so pleasant to take. It's so easy to use. There's just no downside to it. If a product like this is going to improve your life, and this is the best one out there.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, all new preferred customers will receive an additional 30% discount and free shipping on your first balance of nature order. You will also receive an extra $10 off on any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This summer special will expire, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code GORKA.
I'm Bobby Richards with today's 1 Minute Money Report. The New York Times recently reported on an unusual way Americans are making money. They found over 10,000 people who broke the golden rule of investing and became millionaires. The stories included people from all walks of life, including writers, professional bowlers, and blues guitarists, even a set of grandparents.
We broke the golden rule of investing and turned $16,000 into $2 million.
And here's one person who agrees with what they're doing, Warren Buffett. He says blindly following Wall Street's golden rule is just protection against ignorance. And Alexander Green, perhaps the top stock picker in America, told his 140,000 followers that if they break this rule, they can retire on just one investment. His video immediately went viral. You can view it for yourself at onestockretirement.com and decide if you should break the golden rule too. Again, that's onestockretirement.com. If your retirement isn't what you want it to be, go see what 10,000 people have already used to become millionaires.
Brought to you by the Oxford Club.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last three decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point Software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Summer is here, and so are the bugs and other pests. Don't let your home or business be overrun this season with unwanted intruders. Forget about throwing your money away on those harmful toxic chemicals. This season, plug in pest free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. This summer, turn your house wiring into a hostile environment for rodents and other unwanted pests, effectively driving them out the safe, humane way without the use of toxic chemicals. Designed to last for years, it will save you a ton of money. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest-Free Pro, covers up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. The Pro comes with a 20% discount when you use promo code SAVE20. That's promo code SAVE20 for 20% off. Order yours online today at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
No violence, no hate speech, just happy warriors on America First.
Always, every day, just happy warriors. One of our favorite is the video columnist. I just still love that so much. Stephanie Hamill for the Daily Caller. Follow her, Steph, with a P-H. M. Hamill, one M, two L's. Welcome back to the studio.
Thanks for having me. It's always an honor to be here in your presence.
We're not worthy. Where are the beach shorts? Your pink shorts were so popular last time.
I'm still kind of in beach where I got the white pants, pink loose blouse on.
You called that casual. She actually walked in and said, this is my casual day.
Well, yeah, I'm used to running around in a suit dress. I wear suit dresses
sharp,
everywhere. I have like hundreds of suit dresses.
Hundreds?
Yes, hundreds.
Okay, clearly the Daily Caller's got a good budget. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We have a lot to discuss with our guest in studio. You have been talking to some people who were at the Antifa rally. Is this true?
Correct. So, as you know, this is something we were anticipating over the weekend. We knew
this peaceful demonstration.
Yeah, according to the mayor, Ted Wheeler. So we didn't know what to expect. I assumed that there was going to be some violence this weekend if Antifa was going to show up, because that's usually what happens when Antifa shows up. So this was a dueling rally, the so-called Proud Boys. I don't know a ton about the Proud Boys or what they stand for, so I'm not an expert in the Proud Boys. But either way, they went out there in support of Andy Ngo, who was the journalist who was beaten up back in June.
The victim.
Yes,
right.
Suffered the brain hemorrhage. And the Proud Boys are sometimes, they're controversial. We've heard a lot about them. I don't know if you've interviewed anyone from the Proud Boys.
I have not.
Okay.
I know they were connected with Gavin McGinnis, right?
Correct. So you hear a lot of information. I've been told different sides of the story of the Proud Boys. That's something maybe I'll look into in the future. But either way, they went out there in support of Andy Ngo. They have the right to be out there as long as they're not committing acts of violence. And, of course, Antifa shows up. And there's also something called the pop-up mob. Have you heard that before?
No.
Yeah.
Are they good guys, bad guys?
They're bad guys. They're the ones who provide the milkshakes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So the cement-laden ones?
Maybe. Who knows? But they're definitely handing out the milkshakes. So they don't dress up in black. They show up in other clothes.
So they're the logistics element for the Antifa.
Yes, probably. So I spoke with a photojournalist who was there. Her name's C.K. Farage, and she has been tracking Antifa for like 2 years. She shows up at all the protests. She's a quite talented photojournalist.
Uh-huh.
You should check out her work. She is on Twitter as well. And so they know.
So what was her report from the battle space?
She said it wasn't peaceful. In fact, actually, one of the Antifa members, according to this photojournalist, she said that they came up to her with mace, and she thought she was going to be maced because they were shaking it in her face, and she got away.
Just for taking photographs.
Correct. And they recognize her because she's also a friend of Andy Ngo, and she lives in Portland, and so they know who she is. And so that's why they approached her. But yeah, either way, she said that it's not what it's being said to be in the media today, which is we heard from the mayor that it was peaceful. But it wasn't really exactly peaceful because 13 people were arrested. Did you see the videos on Twitter today?
The bus attack with the hammers, the little girl being screamed at. Absolutely.
Yeah, a man thrown down on the street. I don't know
yes.
I'm trying to track down who this man is. I'd like to speak to him. So if he's listening or if anyone knows him, they should send him my way.
Okay. Just DM you. How do they do that?
Yeah, Steph M. Hamill on Twitter. DM me. We're looking for you. But, obviously these videos, why are people ignoring this? And also, this didn't really get a lot of attention over the weekend. I wasn't really following the news this closely, but then today I was like, I got to find out what's happening. That's why I reached out to this photojournalist. And it got very little coverage considering everything that we had seen on social media. I don't know if there's, like, Antifa fatigue. maybe.
Oh, come on. It's barely been covered. The left doesn't cover it at all.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm just surprised that there's a lack
there's
of coverage.
There's truth fatigue in the media. That's the problem, right?
Probably.
I watched, there was almost blow-by-blow coverage by Andy Ngo, but he couldn't have been there, right? He must have been doing it through colleagues or something.
So I reached out to Andy Ngo this morning, okay, and I asked him if he was there, and he said he couldn't disclose that information. Whatever that means.
Okay. So he's wearing a cloak of invisibility or something.
Yeah. He doesn't want people to know where he's at.
Okay.
And
wise.
Yeah. I mean, Antifa's definitely knows who he is because right, they've been tracking. That's why they beat him up, allegedly. Well, no, it's not alleged. That definitely didn't
happen. There's nothing alleged about it.
No, we just can't find the people. And no one's been arrested
7 weeks later, not one person has been arrested for beating up Andy Ngo, a gay Vietnamese journalist. The police have done nothing. If you work for this, what's the mayor's name?
Ted Wheeler.
If you work for Ted Wheeler, who happens to also be the commissioner of police, you should really hand your badge in. You should hand your badge. You should hand your duty rig and your gun in because you have forsworn. Your duty is to serve and protect. And we are, I think, 7 weeks, 6 or 7 weeks after that, not one person. We have video. We have gobs of video of these people beating him up.
Yeah, I don't think we talked about this. I know that we talked about Antifa last time I was here, but one of the Antifa websites actually claimed responsibility for this Andy Ngo attack.
Right, right.
It's out there. And also the photojournalist I spoke with today, she told me she handed over all of her pictures to the police department.
Wow.
It should be pretty easy to identify these people. I don't know why it's so hard.
So let me ask you, why do you think that there's so much radio silence amongst your media colleagues when it comes to the phenomenon of Antifa? I mean, this is the streets of America. This is violence politically motivated on the streets of America. Why does CNN not care? Why is it Don Lemon? No, it was Fredo Cuomo who actually said, you know, their goals are great. Antifa, they're nice people, really, because their goals are great.
Yeah, they have good intentions,
good
right?
Good intentions.
And so, yeah, I think that they're complicit in this because they're not exposing it or highlighting it or talking about
it.
And some of them are sympathizers. They like what Antifa's doing. They like that Antifa's going after Trump supporters or, you know, anyone that doesn't appear to be pushing the left's side or going along with what the leftists believe in. And Antifa, they tend to lean left. They're not Hillary Clinton supporters, if you will. I've talked to Antifa
members. They're Occupy. They're the same people, the same kind of people who did Occupy Wall Street.
Yeah, they don't like politicians in general. This is
one
of the ones I've had conversations with. Yeah, they're anarchists. They like Bernie Sanders. They like Elizabeth Warren. Those are their type of candidates.
Right.
So they would never support a Joe Biden. They would probably take a Joe Biden over Trump, obviously. But they just don't like politicians in general.
Now, let's do a kind of reverse thought game. Yes, there is this posited alter ego of the Proud Boys, but I can't think of a Proud Boy moment where they actually go and target journalists and beat them up. Could you imagine what would happen if a conservative organization actually was proud of and claimed responsibility for sending a quote-unquote mainstream journalist to the emergency room?
Oh, I mean, they would be labeled as terrorist organizations.
Well, you open the faucet and everything, every mainstream media would be pumping that for weeks.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the Proud Boys, like I said, I don't know a ton about them, but they'll show up and do the rallies and they'll bring
their American flags. They're provocateurs.
Exactly. So some people say, they're asking for it.
They're not bashing people over their head with bicycle locks.
No, I haven't seen that. Right. And I haven't read any reports about that. But people seem to be triggered by the fact that they would even dare show up at an event, bring a flag and, you know, represent whatever it is that they're representing. And they happen to be Trump supporters, I believe. Right.
Look, they're conservatives. I don't know much about them. I don't think I've met any of them. But,
I'm going to dig into this. Now, I'm a little bit curious, but I kind of have avoided it just in general because it doesn't seem to be a big deal to me.
Steph is on the case of the Proud Boys. It has been declared here on America First. You heard it here first. We are talking to the video columnist of the Daily Caller. Follow her, Steph, with a PH. M. Hamill, with two L's, on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president. We will be discussing more craziness here on America First after this message.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-620-8844. That's 800-620-8844. 800-620-8844.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits. Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
We have to stop demonizing people and realize the biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized to the right. And we have to start doing something about them. There is no travel ban on them. There is no ban on, you know, they have the Muslim ban. There is no white guy ban.
That is Mensa member Don Lemon saying, we mustn't dehumanize people, and the only problem in America is white men. what a smarty pants Don Lemon is. Don Lemon's back in the news, Steph Hamill.
He is back in
Why?
The news.
In a bad way, right?
Well, I was a little surprised to read this in the headlines because, you know, Don Lemon is the moral compass of America.
Well, isn't he like a Me Too champion?
Me Too champion. He believes all survivors. He believes, you know, anyone that has a case, as long as it's a case against a conservative, of course.
Oh, yes.
But then, you know, if you flip it around and accuse him of something or a liberal, then no one wants to talk about it. So Don Lemon's being sued by a Hamptons bartender. The guy's name's Dustin Heiss.
Right.
This is for alleged assault that was sexually charged and described
it's
as
a little
strange.
Bit specific. Not sexual assault, but assault that is sexually charged. Please, listeners, we are not going to go into the details of what Don Lemon did. It involves his genitals and something else.
Are you sure you don't want to go into the details?
I am sure.
What
if you're really curious.
What if I do it in a PC description? Because I feel like people need to know.
Do I trust this woman? Leroy, do I trust her?
He's
totally punting. Look at it, he's punting.
I mean,
do
I'm kind of embarrassed. Okay, so let me see. Let me do it this second. If I was going to explain it to
the kindergartners.
So allegedly, you know, legend.
Oh, get on with it.
So Dustin Heiss works as a bartender in the Hamptons, or worked as a bartender
right.
in the Hamptons.
But he was there as a club goer. He wasn't
working.
Yeah,
so he worked a shift, and then right. there's this bar that they go to that's open late night. So he went there with his boss, and he went up to. Allegedly went up to Don Lemon, offered Don Lemon a drink. Lemon turned it down. Yeah. This is according to reports.
The first time.
So then later on, Lemon went up to him. This is according to the story. And put his hand in his pants, put his fingers up to Dustin Heiss's nose and said, "Do you like the D word or the P word?" And then, am I not allowed to say
move
that?
Move on.
Okay. So anyway, so Heiss was just totally shocked. And right. upset, mortified, embarrassed. His boss that he was with was, you know, kind of thought it was like funny or was laughing it off. And it turns out that Heiss was so disturbed by what happened and he couldn't let it go, that he had been just talking about it for weeks. And he became kind of like, you know, the joke of the Hamptons. Everyone who had been talking about what mm-hmm. happened to him. And according to his boss, which was recently interviewed in an exclusive with Fox News, he said that people were buying Dustin Heiss like lemon drop shots. I don't know if you know what that is, like a vodka with lemon. I think that's an
app.
Yeah, I've had one before. They're good. Only on Saturdays. No, I'm kidding. So
I thought you were always working. You told me that you're never not working. How can you be drinking lemon drop shots? Well,
there's always time for a drink, right?
See, this is where the narrative crumbles. The house of cards. I work 25 hours a day, except when I'm partying and drinking vodka. Okay, so now we have a witness. We've got 2 minutes left. We've got a witness.
The witness says that he was there, saw it all.
Right.
And Heiss no longer works at the bar. He says he's just too humiliated
now,
to
CNN's
show his face.
Response.
Okay, CNN's response said, let me just read this to you. They're basically saying that Heiss's claims couldn't possibly be true because Heiss had written some terrible things about CNN on Twitter.
Okay, so let's be clear here. What Heiss did is he was outside CNN's headquarters in Atlanta, took a selfie in front of the CNN sign and said this is the outrageous thing that this man did. He said, I'm in front of, I guess, what Donald Trump would call fake news headquarters. So therefore, the sexually charged assault could not have happened. That's the logic, correct?
Yeah, so they don't believe survivors or...
Because if you're on the other political side, there's no way you can be sexually assaulted.
Yeah.
So this is like Blasey Ford and Kavanaugh. Clearly, the same logic applies. She hates Trump, therefore, there's no way she could have been sexually assaulted.
Correct. And E. Jean Carroll.
And E. Jean, yes, right.
CNN gave her...
The woman who said rape is sexy.
Gave her a platform for days and just let her talk on and on and on until that super weird last interview with Anderson Cooper where she said rape was sexy. And so she had... I looked through her entire Twitter. I spent 2 hours combing through her stuff.
Did you wash your eyeballs with bleach?
I should have.
Right,
no, but I saved all of it because, again, that logic is... And she really had Trump derangement syndrome to, like, new levels. She needs to seek some help. Like,
yeah,
I'm worried about her.
Yeah.
But anyway, so their logic just doesn't make sense.
But hey...
Don't you... Imagine if a conservative host was accused of assault, a sexually charged assault, they would be either put on suspension.
They'd be on the street.
They'd
be on the street
the
by now.
The Grab Your Wallet people would be boycotting. Media Matters would put the list together of...
Media Matters, hello.
Yeah, Media Matters would put the list together.
We got to end. We're up against a heartbreak. She's talking a lot, but it's so much fun. She's Steph and me. Hamill. Follow her, Steph M. Hamill, on Twitter. Video columnist for the Daily Caller. It's so much fun always, but we miss those pink shorts. Bring those pink shorts back. I'm Sebastian
Gorka. Only a couple weeks left of summer.
This is America First from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, genuine, drug-free, natural pain relief that works. Just listen to my colleagues, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, good guys, all of them who endorse this product, as do I, that comes from the father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot, people who are good businessmen, but most of all are driven by relieving the everyday aches and pains of their fellow Americans. Go to ReliefFactor.com, see the three-week quick starter pack. It is just $19.95. That's all you have to pay to find out if Relief Factor can work for you. The testimonials from across the country, ReliefFactor.com. I take it every day. It works for me. Perhaps it'll work for you. Shouldn't you be the next success story? This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Your call's next here on 833-33-GORK. That is 833-334-6752. We are streaming on YouTube Live. You can also listen to us 24/7 at sebgorka.com. S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. Your call's next here on America First.
I'm Mike Ferris, president of Alliance Defending Freedom, and this is your Freedom Minute. Jack Phillips, owner of Masterpiece Cake Shop, is facing a third lawsuit for his practice of serving all people, but declining to create custom cakes expressing messages or celebrating events in violation of his religious beliefs. An attorney called Jack's shop to request a cake to celebrate a gender transition. If that sounds familiar, that's because the second lawsuit against Jack involved the same request. After the government backed off and dismissed those charges, the attorney behind the request filed yet another lawsuit. Rather than live and let live, this lawsuit seeks the financial ruin of Masterpiece Cake Shop.
Alliance Defending Freedom provides help at no cost to those whose freedom is attacked, but they can't do it without your help. To join the fight, call 866-954-3388 or visit yourfreedomfund.org/Gorka, G-O-R-K-A.
Summer is here, and so are the bugs and other pests. Don't let your home or business be overrun this season with unwanted intruders. Forget about throwing your money away on those harmful toxic chemicals. This season, plug-in pest-free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest-Free. This summer, turn your house wiring into a hostile environment for rodents and other unwanted pests, effectively driving them out the safe, humane way without the use of toxic chemicals. Designed to last for years, it will save you a ton of money. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest-Free Pro, covers up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. The Pro comes with a 20% discount when you use promo code SAVE20. That's promo code SAVE20 for 20% off. Order yours online today at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
Hi, it's Hugh Hewitt for PatriotMobile.com, and that's PatriotMobile.com/Hugh. Do you enjoy the company of like-minded individuals? Then you'll love speaking with U.S.-based veteran-led team at Patriot Mobile, America's only conservative cell phone company. Switching to Patriot Mobile is easy. You'll get reliable nationwide service, feel good about funding the right agendas, where a portion of each bill goes to support gun rights, religious liberty, immigration law, the sanctity of life, and veteran recovery. With Patriot Mobile, you can keep the phone number you have, bring your own phone, or buy a new one. Now you can get the Moto Z3 Play for only $5 a month. Save $180 on this feature-rich phone, which includes a 6-inch screen, expandable storage, high-quality camera, and more. Only while supplies last, with unlimited plans starting as low as $25 a month. Switch today. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Hugh. Again, that's PatriotMobile.com/Hugh. PatriotMobile.com/Hugh.
Said.
As a young girl visiting Palestine to see my grandparents and extended family, I watched as my mother had to go through dehumanizing checkpoints. Even though she was a United States citizen and proud American, I was there when my Sitti was in a terrible car accident and my cousins and I cried so she could have access to the best hospitals, which were in Jerusalem. I remember visiting East Jerusalem with my then husband and him escorted off the bus, although he was a United States citizen, just so security forces could harass him. All I can do as my city's granddaughter, as the granddaughter of a woman who lives in occupied territory, is to elevate her voice by exposing the truth the only way I know how.
I'm going to elevate her voice by pretending to actually go and visit her, but not going. That was an actress called Rashida Tlaib. Faking. Oh, we had to go through a security checkpoint. I feel so sorry for my city. What about the Jews of Israel who need that security checkpoint because everybody in the region has been trying to destroy them since 1948? How about the families of those who've lost parents who've been knifed to death inside their homes, or those who've had Katyusha rockets land on them in the hundreds? Are you crying for them, Rashida Tlaib? Or because your relatives had to get off a bus to go through a security checkpoint? Where's your outrage for the people of Israel during every single Antifada? I'd love to hear you cry for them, but you never will because you're an anti-Semite. You and Ilhan Omar. I'm Sebastian Gorka. That was from the press conference held just a few minutes ago by the two of the four horsewomen of the Democrat apocalypse, Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar. We have some audio from Omar, but we have a full call board. So we're going to... Somebody's been waiting a long time. Stuart in Maui has been waiting for the longest time. Line one, Stuart, welcome to America First.
Oh, aloha, Dr. Gorka.
Aloha.
And mahalo nui loa for everything you do. Look, when I first called your screener, it seemed like hours ago, but I want him to know that I called in response to something that Rush said before you came on last Friday concerning the origin of the globalization that we see today. So I wanted to say this. My education began at Mount St. Albans in 1940. 14 years later, I joined the freshman class at Dartmouth College. And I was quite well educated there in Washington. In the meantime, you know as well as I that slavery began on this planet well over 4,000 years ago,
yes.
All over the planet.
In every civilization,
absolutely,
right. including the indigenous American, let's be honest.
Absolutely, and America was first and is first in addressing that issue.
One of the first. One of the first.
Among the major nations,
yes.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Okay, but any case, my story was this. In 1940, we dropped some, what started happening in Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
1945, yeah.
Yeah, in 1945.
Yeah.
But in any case, I was in 1940, was in summer camp in Vermont. The story happened in Hiroshima, a few days later, Nagasaki, and 3 days later, my father had me meet him in New York City. He always stayed at the Plaza from August 15 until August 22nd.
Stuart, you're giving us a lot of detail. We've got lots of callers. So why are you calling America First?
Because I listened to him for 4 days from the 15th until the 22nd of August while the United Nations was being created. He had me there as part of my education. He wanted me to come away from that knowing full well that when the United Nations succeeded, there would be no further national sovereignty on planet Earth, period. And that was the entire objective. And I think you and your audience and your listeners ought to understand that. That was a get-go plan from at least at that time, and I heard it with my own ears, 1945.
Yeah, well, that's, clearly... not what they were saying at the time. It was about peace, security, to prevent another world war, just like the League of Nations that tried to ban war. But, Stuart, look, you look at the last few decades, you look at what the European Union is doing, you look at what the United Nations is doing, and it's clear. National sovereignty has been deemed bad. The idea that nation states have their own identity, should exercise sovereignty over their own territory, this is not a fiction. This isn't, again... it's not a conspiracy theory because we have the facts of the conspiracy. When you know that Hillary Clinton gives a speech to a closed group of bankers before she becomes the nominee for the Democrats for president, and that text of that speech is leaked, and what does it say? Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State, who wants to be the president, says, I wish to have a borderless hemisphere. This isn't some crank. This isn't some crazy person with a podcast that three people listen to. This is the person who will become the Democrat nominee for president. And she wants to have a whole hemisphere where you can travel from Latin America, from South America, all the way up to Canada and not cross a border. Why? So that the elites have the power. That's the only reason. They couch it in terms of peace and the environment and human rights. Garbage. It's about power over you, Stuart. Power over every single person listening to this show. Because that's the mission. They think they are smarter than you. They think you are dumb. Remember, you chose the wrong candidate in 2016. Look at what's happening in the UK. Brexit. How could you vote for that? Let's hold another one. Let's hold as many referendums as is needed until you get the right answer that the elites agree with. That's the agenda. To provide ultimate control. It's the same with AOC's Green New Deal. It's not about the environment. Because the environment isn't going to change one whit. As long as China, India, and Russia is doing exactly what they wish to do, there's not one impact on the environment. But as long as you can't drive, as long as you can't fly, as long as you can't eat your burgers, guess what? Every single aspect of your life is now owned by the political elite. Great call, Stuart. Thank you. Maui, I love it when we get calls from far away. We've had Brazil, we've had Ireland, we've had Maui now. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. How are you feeling, my friends? Do you have requisite energy to see you through the day? Are you eating well? If not, do what I do. If you don't love zucchini, if you hate kale with a passion, join Balance of Nature. Listen to my friend, actor, entertainer, New York radio host Joe Piscopo with regards to his experience with Balance of Nature.
One of the best things about Balance of Nature is that you get a personal health coach with every phone call. And this is free for all Balance of Nature customers. Your coach is going to guide you through every single step of your personal wellness journey with Balance of Nature.
Your own free coach. How fabulous is that? It's almost as fabulous as getting 30% off and free shipping if you use my code G-O-R-K-A. Go to Balance of Nature now. Get that massive discount plus an extra $10 off your next additional set of fruits and vegetables from Balance of Nature or call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. But whichever way you do it, you've got to plug in the code or quote it, G-O-R-K-A. Back to your calls here on America First, 833-334-6752.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-620-8844. That's 800-620-8844. 800-620-8844.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Sometimes we rehearse the bumper music, sometimes we don't. This is a case, don't misinterpret me, of when we don't rehearse the bumper music. Because I didn't plan to have Superman running in the background when I talk about Joe Biden. But you knew that, right? Apparently, this is from the Daily Caller, Mary Margaret Olihan. Joe Biden, in 2008, I guess this was part of his deal to become vice president, made a promise to Obama that he would never run for president because he'd be too old. That was 11 years ago. Hey, Joe, what happened? Did you do a Benjamin Button or something? I'm Sebastian Gorka. Back to your calls. Let's go to Roberta in Queens, line 4. Roberta, welcome to America First.
Thank you. Hi, Dr. Gorka.
Hi.
Donald Trump is accused of being a racist by the left. I want people to remember that Reverend Jesse Jackson personally delivered an award to Donald Trump when he was doing his building, an award that he hired more minorities and blacks than any other builder at the time.
Right. Nobody's ever accused Donald Trump of being a racist until he beat Hillary. That's the bottom line, right? Everybody knows that. It's a lie. It's just an outright lie. Thank you, Roberta.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Line 3, John, Beverly Hills.
Sebastian.
Yes.
This is John, the Hungarian-American, calling you again from the epicenter of the Learjet liberal elite set in Beverly Hills.
I like that, Learjet liberal. All right, you've got a minute and a half, John. What's your latest update from Beverly Hills?
Well, first thing I'd like to say is Egeshegadra on your new book.
Thank you. Kesem Sepen. I'm very excited.
And terrific. I hope to see it when it comes out, and I'm going to get a copy and read it.
You can order it right now.
I'm calling for one reason. I'm responding to Omar and Tlaib and all four of the Lenin sisters, as I call them, and the whole controversy here. But I have a different take on it. I'm reporting on what the attitude towards them is here out in Beverly Hills. And
all right,
the liberal
you've got 60 seconds, John. What's the attitude out there?
60 seconds. Yeah. Here it is. Okay? These people out in Beverly Hills, a great majority of them Jewish, their parents came here, their grandparents came here as victims of the Holocaust, as refugees from the Holocaust. I know many of their grandparents. Some of them have numbers on their arms. I remember them also selling Israeli bonds back in the 60s and 70s. The problem is their grandchildren have been spoiled and devoid of history lessons.
You have 30 seconds.
They've now adopted what I just saw in the New York Post, which everyone should read, an article on luxury beliefs. I don't know if you saw that article, but it's a very good one.
I saw the headline, Luxury Beliefs. We're going to take you at your word. John in Beverly Hills says, check out the New York Post. There has to be some explanation. How is it possible that the children, the grandchildren of those who survived the Holocaust are now voting for anti-Semites? It's just wrong. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.